So she was in on the CD that when a Rabbanim would wipe the floors with someone, it was based on Oyreise de Komarascha Bekirboy. Does that mean to say he was doing it without Bechira and with some other forces? Or was it with Bechira? If it's with Bechira, so then how can you insult somebody like that? If you remember the Shiloh that was behandled was the Hanhoga de Roshiva to be very rough on somebody who would ask a question that he thought was not worthy to be asked. And I think I mentioned that many people have asked the Rabbeim about this Hanhoga, but they didn't know to cite what exactly Rabban did, what the stories were, so they were able to be told Buki Sriki and be giving those kind of answers. Yeah. Let's say, I remember one Rebbe of mine was trying to tell me that it was a cover to be screamed at him, and it meant that you were good bocha, and the Shvacha bocha he wouldn't scream at, or something like that. And then I heard that the Mirror Shiva Zatzal Shmuel was giving a boy techocha, like it seems that one boy made another boy feel bad about saying as well. So the Mirror Shiva gave him a big shmooze that you got on the goggle and you can't insult anybody. And so the guy is, I heard that Rabban Kotel did that. So the Mirror Shiva said something like, he only said that the Vard is Shtusim, but he never said that you're the Shaita. He just insulted the Vard. And that boy didn't know any better. He didn't have the right stories to dispel that answer. But the people who heard from the Talmidim, the shocking things when Rabban did it was directly at the person, and it was uncompromising, and it was often uncalled for and unnecessary. And nobody knew Pshat. They knew he is a God Lador and a Tzadik Ador, but they didn't know what Pshat is. So that's when we came up with this idea of Hay Tum Rabbanu de Hosach Oyreisu de Komarascha Bekirboy. Now, what that means to say is like this. Medav is good for Shtein. If a Yid like Rabban that has the Oyreisu Marasach Bekirboy is the Seira to be upset at you for asking such a Shtusi Shaila, so the Torah Atzma is being Teveya Elbayna. Why are you spitting at the Torah? We're talking here serious cash from Tzeis and Zivis, and your nonsense over here is Mamish, spitting his Lashon Nekiyah on the Torah. His Yisayres was Machmas Dei Reisu De Kamarascha Bekirboi of Temon Elbayna Shal Torah. He was doing it Bebechirasai. But the nidden, the chil between Rabban and us, is Rabban was doing it machmas the kanoyes lechvoid ha-teirah, that you can't just toss something off the top of your head, whether it's thought out or not thought out. This is sacred. This is very real stuff. There's no mokum for shtusim. It's an avlan aveira to do it. And memela, that was marasim bekirboy. Most of us, if we're going to wipe the floors with a chave, it's going to be because he is insulting my intelligence by telling me this. And the risk is his natzchus. There's an eish ha-gaiva and there's an eish ha-teira. What's being ma'ir in the person to strike at the one who's l'dayti saying shtusim? Is it the eish ha-teira or is it the eish ha-gaiva? So Rabban was bokim ben nafshay that it's only the eish ha-teira. And the mele, it's like the baskel that's yetzim ha-achayiv that wipes the floors with the whole b'riya el-bayin shoteira. Teira mont el-bayinah. And Albani Shoteira is not just Bittel Teira. Albani Shoteira is to sit with the Teira and spit at it. Say Shtusim, and just being pushy about your Shtusim. And when the Eira Emes is claw, and you eat like a Baron is telling you the Eira Emes, and you're just busy with your Shtusim. I mean, that is a Zilzla Teira, that the Teira Mont Albaina. So anytime a Baron feels that the Hisera designer is Machmas, the Albana Teira, that how could you be ma'arif such shtusim over here when I'm talking about divrei likim chayim u'mel chayim? That's called a reisu de kamarascha bekirbei. So I was saying that none of us could say anoichi haroye, and I'm the one that has the reisu. We have to do more of Mrs. Zalman's mahalach of always tolerating it, but there's no catch on him. It's as if the basko would go out Because all the shtusim that he says, and he doesn't even think it through, and he doesn't care, and just says what's off the top of his head. He's treating it like it's unsacred material, and it's like a game, and it's like just a patsy that he just throws around. And his tliyas don't make sense. He's been told machlekes tzeis and sivus, and with machlekes rabban and rashi, it's ipchem mistafa that the sivus goes. I mean, without any real attention, not dealing with things that these are sacred and there's a right and there's a wrong and there's a yashchus and there's a krumkeit, none of that. So that is all by nishal teira. And the mifchan, if you're doing it for your isha gaiva or for your isha teira, is let's say somebody would come over to the baron, but a kashi has a shul kashi on the plain shul. Nothing to do with what the Baron was saying. But the kashya would be the same shtus. I mean, the plain shtus is a klor, and this guy is just throwing dirt on it. He would give you the same risk for the reisa. It's not about himself at all. It's about the reisa of the kumarasa b'kirbi. So if somebody's on that madrega, that's not called he's being mevaza. That means the Torah is being teveya el boina. And the Torah has a kaya to be seif. The Torah will be mazik. In Tanoi Ma'amis Yom, the Mishnah Zok that Yizor B'Gachal Shacham, if a guy's going to be Libre Gas in a Talmud Chacham and start talking to him in a certain way, there's a Gachelis that could be Seiref. So talking Shtusim and not being thought out and just off the top of your head is a big zilzal to the potato. It's really looking at it that it's not sacred. I mean, to be honest with you, even in Shach Chacham, if a person is studying science or he's studying medicine, and he's just talking shtusim off the top of his head, it's a zilzal and chachma. But zilzal and chachma is nowhere near as big as zilzal and teir, but it's the same zilzal. I mean, this is real stuff. This is something that isn't, something that isn't, and you can't just bounce about it. And, you know, this is something where the Yetzer Hara gets a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, it's so important for them to feel they know how to learn, and so much about themselves, and nobody's confident they know how to learn. Even a guy's learning many years, and he never really confident that he knows a lot. So it's really always about him. It's like, and this is how the Yetzer Hara creeps into the yashchus of everybody's learning. That it's very rare that you have a person that's confident that he knows how to learn. Now he just has to figure out what's right. It's always what he said and his shtusim and his zachen. And somebody of the madriga of Rabban and has kocht him, you could be hit with the gachelas. I don't know, people are very touchy about this if they know how to learn or they don't know how to learn. And it's understandable. It actually comes from a mila that it's very important to know how to learn. It is very important. That's a chashivus on the person. I'm not knocking the person, but I'm saying everybody is very incompetent. Nobody knows what yet, what not. And that's how the Sultan creeps in. That's why there's Elbani Shoteira. That's why the Baskel is still being hated. And now, in order to overcome this, you have to realize it takes years and years of work. There are yechidim, let's say 1 in 100 people that are naturally pashut, intellectually honest and learning, and it's not about them. They attack it, only want to know truth. But it's only 1 in 100 that's natural that way. Everybody else has to develop it and grow into a certain intellectual honesty and not want to just toss an answer off the top of their head. And just because it could be said doesn't mean it's right. And be shackled, you know. It takes years and years of development and the kama madrigas in it. And lefi those madrigas, he bodl v'yibochen. One person over the next. Let me ask you, I mean, let's say we have here in BMG hundreds and hundreds, thousands of Talmid Chacham, and among them Masmidim, the biggest Masmid in this place learns how many hours a day? Harvard's in learning, how many hours is it? Let's say 18 hours. Let's say the biggest master in the place. That's a fair statement. What do you say is that? That's a fear, or you don't want to do that? So you say 16 hours at the top. Huh? I was even thinking about you. I mean, what? Come on, I hope I should say. I'm sitting there, standing there, hurrying. So you want to cut it down to what? I told you the best among us is what? So as soon as there's a guy that's doing 16. Now, how many hours out of 24 was the Nadi Behuda doing? How many hours was Bnei Yeshua doing? How many hours was Rav Kivega doing? All right, so the best among us doing 16, maybe he was doing 19. Maybe, it's hard to know. People had a big disappointment on them. So, the ganze chilek from the Masper B'Dereinu to these Achayinim is only like that the master is 8/10 of them, because since in Asmoda he's committed and he's learning those 8/10, of the time. He's 16 hours and the rabbis are 18 and 19 hours. So you do the math. Why is he light years away in his knowledge? Why is he light years away in his understanding of learning? Here we're dealing with real achreidim amuda oilam, and he's dealing with good to chashva light, but not like that. What's making the difference? Those 3 hours making the difference? Like the svara is that those 3 hours are yikir, because that's mamish da shloma and other pieces of keiches, and that could be, but that's not the real answer. The real answer is what Rosh Yudatzal used to teach, that there's a bittel teira be'eches. Be'eches, there's such a thing as a bittel teira. I think most doctors believe that a person can go through life without using more than 6 or 7% of his brain. Not tapping into the resources of his brain. More than 6 or 7%. Meaning, even when he's concentrating, even he's trying to figure out, even if he's developing the theory of relativity, throughout a lifetime, he only used 6 or 7% of his capacity of his brain. So I would assume that maybe Gedalia Saul reach a higher percent, not 6 or 7. These studies were not made on Gedalia Saul. So if a person could tap into 50% and he only did 6 or 7, and he could tap into 100, so Kol Ayim Kuli, he's doing Bittel Teira Be'echus. Does the Rabbi Hanan Yisrael the Gabi Mvatan Kriz, Mvatan Talmud Teira Kriz HaMegillah? He could be'etzim tap into more. So Avada is part of that the guy you're seeing doing 16 hours is doing 16 hours of Velz Bittel Teira. Biachas to Rabbi Kvegin of the Yishul. Because he's only using 6% at most. So there's 94% that's dormant. So what makes it that by Rabbi Kvega, when he learns, it's 100% of his brain? What makes the chilek? Why does somebody use 100% and somebody 80% and somebody 6% and somebody 2%? Why is it? I'll tell you exactly what it is. The bigger drive and thirst he has to understand and to know das koinai, the bigger drive, the more percent he's going to activate. Imagine you see a tiger that's locked in a cage and he hasn't eaten in a few days, and there's a big raw piece of meat right outside of the fence that's locking him in, of the bars that are locking him in. You could imagine the frustration of that tiger and how he's pulling with all his might to get to that piece of meat. And he is so frustrated, he's thrown himself against the gate and throwing himself. That's how the Gedalia Yisrael were looking for truth. That's how the Achreinim were looking to understand truth. They had that drive because it was so important to them, and that's what activated more and more percent of the drive. The master that we know that's sitting alone, Azicha wants something, but does he have that? Is he like a tiger going after a piece of meat? Is he like that every time he learns? Is he so betzawi as a chapshat? Did he go out kivri office for that? Or he went in kivri office when this one got sick and that one got sick, but not to know pshat in this rishba? That day wasn't even baba chesed. But even klali lahov and lahaskel, but like he didn't take it as seriously. So mamela 6% of the brain power was enough for him. The chilek between deiros rishayim and deiros achayim, mavad the chilek that the more karov to the maseira, but the chilek in the godless, I think Rabbi Yehuda said over this, it's not in kishon. It's Nismayat Alevavos was the loss he was using. I'm trying to explain what he means, Nismayat Alevavos. The lev, the drisha, how much you want it, how much you drive, how much you're burning in you to know, that is what's going to motivate Alekeches, call it Tzmaisi Tamarna, to go after it. So that is, we say, the big chilek of all Deiros HaRashayim and Deiros HaKvayim. And Melo, that's what makes a big difference. The more a person has a big drive, that he wants truth and he wants real things, the more he's not going to just toss the answer off the top of his head, and he's not going to make it clear that it's God's Ibrahim is Kavra. And he hates the Sheker with a poison. He hates it. And when you hate somebody, if you walk into a room with 1,000 people and he's there, anyways among the 1,000, you're Margisha right away. The thing you hate, you expose right away, and you can put your finger on it. So if you hate Sheker, that's how a person gets to the Avos HaEmes and the Drish of the Emes. It states in the capital from Tam Neapi That's the way I remember for the capital Kofi Tess. Steht, Shekes Tzoneisi Teros Rahofti. So Mitzvah says, Vibal Teros Rahofti, that's why he had to check it. I saw Rabbi Shmuel Zalmsky says, no, Psalms Kapshutai. Shekes Tzoneisi Teros Rahofti. In order to get to Abba Sateri, you have to start off with a sinister Shekes. And the bigger the person is in his sinister Shekes, and the bigger he has in Zerin Shalem, is the more all his Kaiches are going to be functioning. So just because they're all sitting and learning, and they're all writing the Chiddush Torah, and they're all selling the same, you know, that doesn't mean that they're shuffle, and there's no catch of why any one of us is not like 8/10 of him because of the hours of the time we're putting in learning. And that's where this whole idea of Bittul Torah Be'eches is. So how is this negeia for every yochid here, let's say here, us, what chance to get to the 100%, but the more he really only wants to know truth, and he hates shkolim, and he hates shtusim, and that's what got Rabban to wipe the floors with somebody, if he said shtusim, because he just hated it. He just hated it. How do you do that? And the Erech HaTorah was so big by him. You saying a shtus, in his eyes, is like he's got a beautiful keser, excuse the expression, the keser teira, and you came and just punched it in. I mean, that, what are you doing? That's the madriga ve'raisil de kumaras of the kilbet, and that's something a person should strive for, but never yet say, anoichi haroya, and that he's there, and he should zich be cheshed, that it's andre eish, a koyach acham u'urban de eish ha-teira, then he should be careful with that. Okay.